In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Who's this, Tobin?
The Elements, dude.
Yep. Earth, Wind, and Fire. I saw them. They had a special one a couple of months ago, and the only one that was left was Wind, because Earth and Fire were no longer with us. Philip Bailey with that one little dread in the back.
I just sent a quote from Mike Berardino, covers Notre Dame. He used to cover the Marlins back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame AD Pete Bavacqua is here. He says, quote, Miami deserves to be in the CFP. Of course they do.
Too late!
Damn it, just done, my friend!
Too late!
Because if you have a problem with anybody, you know what? We're gonna assume, and tell me if I'm wrong about this. If you have a problem with getting in, the only team that moved ahead of you was Miami. So if you're complaining about not getting in, the only team that you could be complaining about is Miami. So how are you then going to come back 2 days later and say Miami deserved to be in?
Too late.
While saying you deserve to be in. So either go after Alabama or don't say nothing, because anything you say is going to look like you have a problem with Miami coming in, because that's the only team that moved ahead of you. Is that not a fair assumption?
It is a fair assumption.
Okay.
It is a fair assumption.
So he trying to pull a Tobin.
What? Yep. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. This was Mario Cristobal. Yesterday, when asked about the Notre Dame situation.
Mario, as a member of the ACC, not sure if you saw the comments from Notre Dame's athletic director today about the relationship being permanently damaged because of how the process played out. Just wonder if you have any thoughts on that.
I don't have any thoughts or any comment on that. My focus, effort, time, energy, 1,000% into the University of Miami.
Both.
Mario, I'm assuming that. Just to ask you this question, I'm assuming the answer is the same, but the thought that Notre Dame decided not to play the bowl, was that something that the University of Miami had thought about as a scenario if you didn't, if the rules were reversed and you didn't get in?
Mm-hmm. I would say first and foremost, I wouldn't comment on anybody else's situation, because you never know. You never know exactly what's up, and I have too much respect for football and for Notre Dame to comment on their situation. As it relates to us, we haven't been faced with that situation, and we don't ever expect, want to, or would really allow that situation to happen. But that's not a comment in any way, shape, or form as it relates to them. You just don't know what each program is going through. Some programs lose a coach. Sometimes you're going to be down a ton of players and people have to make a decision. But yeah, I don't want to comment on anybody else's stuff, because again, it's just not my place, and it would be disrespectful, you know.
Wow, top notch, class, tough. Great job, Mark.
Here's what I would say. There's nothing worse than a bunch of grown-ass men that sit on TV and talk about college kids acting a certain way, mm-hmm. and not acting like college kids, to be fair, or not acting professional when they get 1 year later and they're in the NFL, and then see a grown-ass man who's had a career of supposedly professionalism behave the way this athletic director has.
It's crazy.
And the fact that nobody else is saying something but will jump on a kid or an athlete quick as they can to stand up on their soapbox and say something, I think is a joke. Like, you can be upset about not getting in. But the fact that you have gone this route and say, we're not playing in a bowl game, and take that away from the other kids who might be their last opportunity to play college football. Everybody's not going to the NFL. And take away that opportunity from them because you got your feelings hurt.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes.
And the fact that when we attack young student athletes or professional athletes and nobody has attacked this guy for doing one of the most childish acts in sports I've ever seen? No.
Embarrassing. Just, and
it's embarrassing.
Can I turn
it's embarrassing. You know what? If I was the ACC, I would say, you know what? We don't want your money.
Yeah, go play.
Go play Army, Navy. What? Go try to help the Coast Guard get a football team. Go play them.
Yep.
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
What is the shoe is the other way around?
And Miami had done that? Oh, my goodness.
No. What if Miami had lost to Notre Dame, but Miami was ahead of Notre Dame in all the rankings for 4 weeks? They have Notre Dame over Miami.
Vlad.
But, listen, I get it. Listen, head-to-head matters. I'm only looking at it at their side.
Okay.
The simple
fact
of
Vlad.
You use our name, our image, our likeness, the name of Notre Dame every week on your playoff show, your ranking show, and you had us believe that we're going to get in, and then you don't. And then what you want, okay, you don't want – fine, we don't want to play – we're not in the college football playoffs. But, we'll give you the, whatever damn bowl game you want me to play, and then we'll promote you on that bowl game, whatever the bowl game, and then you guys make money off me.
Vlad.
That's what,
Vlad. You know what? I would be with you if it wasn't for a grown-ass man acting the way he did. And also, I would say this. Was Notre Dame that upset when Florida State went undefeated and didn't get in?
Were they going against Florida State in a chance to?
Did they get in that year?
No.
I think they got in.
No, it was Alabama that
got in. Another SEC team, and then they got smoked by Georgia.
And they got
right.
Because they didn't have their quarterback. Their quarterback blew his knee
and
out.
And also
so
28
that,
other players decided to they get rid
no, no,
of the
no,
NFL.
I'm saying who made the playoff. It was only four teams, but who made the playoff that year?
I
believe it was Texas, maybe?
I don't remember who got in over, but I remember that what the situation was they lost their quarterback, and so they basically
yeah, but they went on and won the ACC championship after that.
Yeah, but they didn't. But even after that, they didn't put them in.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying.
Because they're like they're not going to compete, and then they got smoked.
Right. Well, because everybody left. Nobody played in the game.
Yeah,
that's
afterwards. Because I understand why. Because they're like, what are we going to stick around for?
But the whole issue with it is that one of the things that sets teams up for this is y'all think and they thought that all the rankings before the last one mattered, and they don't. And I've been saying that for a month. The only rankings that matter is the last one. And what Notre Dame should have been doing the whole time is saying, damn, I hope this loss to Miami doesn't come bite us in the ass. But instead, you complain after the fact, knowing damn well that the team that got in above you, you lost to.
Yeah, I think – but that was my issue the whole time with it is, like, they acted like this head-to-head thing was a last resort when their own stipulations have it high in the parameters.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it seem like, if we get there, we get there.
You know why? Two reasons. Let's not have a conversation about something that isn't there yet, being that Miami's never finished the season strong. They did. And as I kept telling you beforehand, Miami and Notre Dame were not close enough to even have that conversation.
But that was their choice. Their choice was to not have
Whatever reasons. Whatever reasons is that once we got to the vote that mattered.
Right. But would the anger have been as much from Notre Dame if they didn't feel okie-doked, right? Like they didn't feel like they're in as much danger.
How can you think that you don't have a chance of getting snubbed when the team right behind you lost to?
Who's that?
Stop it!
Knock, knock. Who's there?
You know that was going to come back to haunt you. You know that. They had to be sitting in the room going, I hope this Miami thing doesn't come back to haunt us. Or instead of worried about we were always ahead of Miami, you should have been concentrating on Alabama getting in after that display of football.
And I think that's what they're saying.
They didn't. They never mentioned Alabama. They always talked about we were in. They were talking about Miami the whole time without saying Miami's name.
I think
we know what they were doing.
They thought by the end of it that they had proven enough that they were going to get in no matter what happened. The conference championships be damned. So that's their mistake. Oh, well.
And here's what I would say to all teams. As a competitor, I would say, if you leave it up to another human being for anything, you have a chance of something like this happening. If you don't want this to happen, you have control over that. And you know how that is? Win the games. And then you won't have to worry about it. So I said the same thing for Miami. I said the same thing for Notre Dame. Now, I don't know what the hell Alabama, like, y'all lost three games.
They always get the pass.
They did lose to Florida State.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They always get the pass.
That's their worst loss.
I would also say,
got the best win this year.
You know what else was separated?
They went to Georgia and won and beat Georgia. And, like it or not, they had a streak of 4 or 5 consecutive games against ranked teams, home and away, and they won those games. And they were the number one seed in the SEC tournament.
You know what I would also say about it, Vlad, is that when you look at, I would say that, you know what would separate these teams even more? Is if you play a ranked team and y'all promoted as two ranked teams playing, whether that team falls off or not, you should get credit for beating a ranked team. Because having these teams early in the year and you win, I mean, Miami at one point beaten three ranked teams in the first 4 weeks.
It's hard to say. Like,
hold on. Let me finish. And then at the end of the year, because they didn't, does it matter when you played them and where they were when you played them, or does it matter at the end of the year? Because I got to tell you, that Florida State win in Alabama should have made them a poo-poo platter with as bad as Florida State was.
So what, the first game of the season you lose?
I'm just saying this. If you beat a ranked team in the beginning of the year or lose to a ranked team in the beginning of the year, it should still count as winning or losing to a ranked team. Because what happens is, as these things weed themselves out, those numbers get worse and worse. So Miami moved all the way up to 2 because they beat 3 ranked teams early in the season.
And one of them was Florida
and
State.
And then at the end of the year, when we look back to look at their credentials, we don't even give them credit for that.
That was my issue the whole time with it, though, is because they always do it by a feel of timing thing. It's stupid.
That's why I'm saying, if you win against a ranked team or lose against a ranked team when you play the game,
So then you're giving Alabama credit then.
Why? No.
Yes, because they played 4 games against ranked teams in the middle of the season and won.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
They lost to 2 ranked teams.
Of course, but the thing is, I'm still saying the same thing about Miami.
It's tough. Like, you got to do a balance.
Because the only team that loses in this is Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Because when you look at the schedule and you look at when these teams played for the first month of the season, all Miami was playing was ranked teams.
Leroy, we agree. I'm not upset with Notre Dame not being it. And I'm just trying to show their side. I can understand their side of the argument if you're being led on for 4 weeks.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah, it
That's
is.
Not the same thing.
Yeah, it is. I'm just using that instead of saying Notre Dame.
If I'm being told 4 weeks about that I'm in and then I'm not, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay.
That's the only reason why I'm looking.
Okay.
It's just they were led on. Yeah, they were led on.
You had to know. If you Notre Dame, you had to know that this could come back and bite
and
you
not
in
only
the ass.
Because, and
good. I'm glad they got catfished.
They got Manti Te'o.
Good.
Okay.
Well, now maybe they got Matt Barnes.
You know, now what they're doing? Their whole team is going to hiding.
So let me get this straight. Matt Barnes sent $60,000 to AI? Is this what is being alleged right now?
I'll tell you what. If I'm sending $65,000 to anybody, I need to see a human being. Like, come on, dude. Like, what are we doing? You got it like that?
Take a break. Back after this.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Lee, are you eating plantain chips?
Oh, munchies.
Love munchies, dude. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy. Hey,
First of all, I cannot stand plantain chips.
I apologize. I don't know, dude. Can I get a weather update from the Chill Zone AC featuring Reliable Rude AC systems? Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
It's rainy. Temperature, I don't think it's going to get above 75 today. Going to be a lot cooler in the next couple of days. But rain, overcast, not a lick of sun. Wind's probably coming out of the north. I can't tell. Is it north, east, northwest? I can't tell. And the wind's not blowing that hard. Maybe 5-10 miles an hour. And I would say right now it's about 75 degrees.
How do you do, Vlad?
74 degrees.
Wow.
Wind is blowing east-northeast, wind 11 miles per hour, gust 20 miles per hour.
Trees must be wet.
Well, we have to address something here.
What happened?
And it's just in case you thought the Florida Panthers have lost their shine. don't you worry, because a poll has come out, taken by The Athletic, of the NHL's most punchable player.
Kachuk or Marchand?
Number one on the list.
Matthew Kachuk.
Marchand.
Neither.
Oh, wait a minute. Sam Bennett.
Nope.
Connor.
No.
Reinie?
Former Panther Nick Cousins.
Oh, all right.
Champion a couple of years ago.
Of course.
He got 24.3% of the vote. Number two?
Matthew Kachuk.
Brad Marchand.
Oh, Brad Marchand.
19.6% of the vote.
Oh, yeah. It's always little guys, right?
How many of Panthers are in the top five?
Oh, so that's all, you're just naming Panthers, right?
No.
How many Panthers are in the top five?
That's in all the league.
Oh.
Next Panther, number three.
Matthew Kachuk.
Matthew Kachuk.
Who's number four?
Then we go a few spots, and coming in at number six, Sam Bennett.
So
2.8%.
I'm surprised he's not number one considering he was public enemy.
We got three. One was a former cat, but all four are cat champions.
So 40% of the most punchable faces in hockey
have been on the Stanley Cup.
Has Panther influence.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
That's just because they're angry at Florida, okay? It's not because they actually have punchable faces.
What?
These are some of the quotes. Menaces.
Before Marchand got here, all the Panthers wanted to punch him.
Yep, they hate each other.
I was being sarcastically.
Brad Marchand says, one player says, little rat. I feel like he's one guy you don't want to play against. Everyone says he's a great guy, but it sucks playing against him. Another on Matthew Kachuk, quote, both of the Kachuks, very good in front of the net. They can create offense from being tough. Matthew's a bleep hole in front of the net. Jeez. Also receiving, others receiving votes.
Oh, boy. I mean.
Aaron Ekblad.
Wow.
Damn it, dude.
Also, so he's good honorable boy. Mention?
He's honorable mention. Honorable mention.
But you know what? There's a flip to this, guys.
They each oof.
You know, if they ask who's the nicest or most polite hockey player in the NHL.
The focused?
Come on. You know it's going to be Sergei. No, it's going to be Sergei.
The focused Sergei. Man.
Sergei once punched Brady Kachuk right in the snot box. Although Brady Kachuk only got one vote.
Yeah, from Sergei.
I think everybody likes his brother. Yeah, Sergei. I hate that little brother Brady.
So, no, wait. So... And they don't do the nicest.
That's not what this article is about. This is about player you'd like to punch in the face. That may be maybe that's the next poll. Like, hey, who's the one you'd love to grab a beer with? I don't know if that's on the list here.
Ekblad.
This is simply just players that you want to punch in the face.
Wow. That's not cool.
Nope. But not surprising either. Not surprising. Nobody mentioned Nico Mikkola. Too scared to put him on the poll.
I agree. I think if you do like a nicest thing, it's insulting.
Yeah, nobody wants to be on the nicest list. You know?
Why not?
I don't know.
I was nice.
Who's nicest Panther? Evan Rodriguez?
No, it's Sergei.
No, it's,
or Barkov.
I'm pretty sure it's Sergei.
It's Sergei.
You know, I don't even know if it's Sergei. Sergei can be Barkov, a little bit like of a cold assassin, you know? I feel like Barkov's the nicest Panther.
Barkov is probably...
Yeah, I would say Barkov.
Because he parties a lot.
Oh, dude. He was on another planet.
Look, he's one to grab a beer with. That'd be fun.
Right. Being a guy that you want to have a beer with doesn't mean you're the nicest. You might be the most the friendliest or the
I would
most
know
personable.
Who got there in football when I played. Bernie.
Yeah. What a time. Anyway, that Panthers poll is out there. So Cats are practicing in Utah today. They will play the Mammoth tomorrow. That's Dwayne Wade's hockey team.
One mammoth.
Yes, just one mammoth, not the mammoths.
Oh, so they're one of those teams, huh?
They're one of them teams. Yep.
Doesn't have an S at the end.
Nope.
Like the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jazz.
Magic.
Something about Utah.
Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Something about Utah.
No. You can't take credit for the Jazz.
Who?
He doesn't want to take credit for the Jazz because they stole it from New
whatever.
Orleans.
All right, it's Utah. Front. The one time they don't like plurals in their in their city.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy Utah, Cats. We'll catch you tomorrow. Take a break. Mixed bag coming up next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. As we take you guys up until 2 here on the program, streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. And you guys can watch us live every single day. We're also streaming live on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps in your ears. And, of course, right here in Crystal Clear FM. Yeah.
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 Let's get to the mixed bag here, Leroy. Mike McDaniel. He was discussing about Darren Waller's comeback after a couple of games and maybe not getting off to the fast start they did his first comeback. Here's what he had to say.
But he's doing a really good job. There's his box score doesn't do justice to what he's doing to the opposing defense, which is, I think they were well aware on his first reception. They tried to wall him, and ironically, and he ran right through it. You like that? I didn't mean that to happen. Waller. Okay. I expect him to continue to have tremendous opportunities, and it's a big part of what we're doing.
Problem?
Just the same problem I've had for the last, I guess, let me be fair.
Mm-hmm.
If he was 9-3 right now,
yeah,
it would be funny.
Mm. But it's not.
Correct.
So,
minus one for show poniness.
It's not even show poniness. Like, we should get one for too many words.
For rambling.
Crazy. Also, we got the Miami Hurricanes getting ready to take on Texas A&M. Mark Cristobal says, they're tough.
I mean, they exercise one of the greatest things we have, one of the most powerful things we have, the power of choice, right? They just decided, you know what? We know who we are. We have shown it this season very recently, and we're gonna do it again. And I mean, collectively, the leadership is really, really strong. It's not like there's one vocal leader that's commandeering the whole thing. So what you've seen is a team just that has a super high care factor. They really love being around each other, and they have an incredible driven mentality to win and succeed and do right by each other. So all that stuff is strong. And all that being said, all they want to do is right now is get back to work. I think that mentality quickly shifted from being excited about being selected to let's get to work. You know, we're playing a great opponent. We have to be at our very, very best when we head over to College Station. And a ton of respect for them because, again, like we mentioned earlier, they do have some really, really good football players.
All right. Team's ready to rock. They care about each other. Taking on a good team. Excited. It's all happening for him, baby. Eric Spoelstra. He was talking about Khalil Ware and Bam Adebayo, that pairing, and what would make him believe in it more.
You know, it's about ultimately the scoreboard. So defensively, I see it as a pairing, you know, that could really be good, you know, defensively. Could cover ground, rebound really well, protect the rim really well. You know, so far it hasn't necessarily been that. Offensively, I'm willing to work through it, you know, because it changes some of the driving angles. But I'm willing to do that as long as it defends at a high level.
All right. Well, I think you got to work through it, dude, okay? I need those guys on the floor together. Sorry.
Khalil,
Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah. We gotta make that
well,
happen.
I'm going to tell you why. Because the only other option is not an option right now for reasons that we can't explain. I think he may be banged up. Like, it's hard. Like, I always wonder when a guy plays a certain way and then he leaves for a while because of injury and comes back and doesn't look really good at all.
He hasn't gone that long.
It doesn't matter, though. It's a rhythm. It's a rhythm. It's and you don't know what the injury is.
I guess.
Right?
I don't know. You might be right, but I don't know. I mean, what it is.
Like, yeah. It's like, just because a guy's playing doesn't mean he's 100%. And we, you know, athletes always hear, just give me what you have. 70% is 70%, right? Then you get that 70% and you call him a bum. So I'm going to be a little more hesitant because what happens in basketball is when you start playing bad and you have a stretch of bad, you know what that means. You're on the list.
Back up.
No. Hmm? On the list of guys we can trade to get something else.
My list? Now,
yeah.
I don't have a list like that.
No eye contact.
Why?
For the rest of the segment.
I don't have a list like that.
Why? You ain't got to lie,
I'm not
Craig.
Lying. I'm not trying
you
to trade anybody.
You ain't
got to
lie, Craig.
You, crazy, man.
Dude.
Eye contact.
Do you not understand how many times a guy have a bad week in a six-month season and you put him on a trade?
When have I traded Jovic?
When it happens, Vlad, mark the tape. Here's what Tobin is going to say. You guys are idiots. You think you got to give something to get something.
That's what you said yesterday. You were trying, or last week you were trying to do that with Khalil. And I'm like, hey, listen, you want Giannis, you're going to have to give him Khalil. You're like, no, I don't want to give him Khalil.
No,
I don't want to do it.
No.
Okay, then you're not getting Giannis.
Who's going to be your shot blocker?
Giannis!
No, he don't play in the paint.
I'm going to throw you
He don't play in the paint.
I'm going to throw you a little bail, Tobin. Leroy has a little Tobin in him as well.
A little?
Yes.
A lot?
No, not a lot. A little.
How dare you?
No, he doesn't have.
What?
Leroy, when you like something.
Vlad is about to be some black on black crime up here.
Leroy.
I'm not like Tobin.
You have a little Tobin. You have a little Tobin when you love certain players. When you love certain players.
Boo!
Mm-hmm. Khalil Ware.
Dude, I've always.
Andrew Wiggins.
They finally got.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean?
I don't want to trade Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew
Wiggins might be one of your better two-way players, though.
And you
know who else is a two-way player? Giannis.
Yeah, but if you got to give up too much, are you making your team better?
All I'm saying is you're not getting him without giving up Ware. That's all I'm telling you. I'm not saying whether you want to do it or you not want to do it. I'm just saying you're not getting the deal done without it. Anyway.
You got a gift to get.
I understand that.
Speaking of...
This is not for me. This for the purposes of, oh, I love everybody.
I do love everybody.
Like, okay, well, who you going to give up?
Listen, you can't say I don't love people. Okay, let me just explain me, okay? I subscribed to Eurobasket, all right? Watched all of Eurobasket, all right? I just did a podcast in Sweden to talk about Pelle Larsson.
The Swedes.
Yep. They had me on. Did 20 minutes exclusively with their biggest newspaper in Sweden.
How was the accent?
It was kind of normal, to be honest with you. Although his name...
Bjorn?
No.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you the story off air about the name. not safe for radio.
Huh. Wow. But it's his name.
It is his name, but it's not his name. It's what people think his name is. If it was his name, then I could go that way.
If you went, oh, American.
Look, his name is he's a journalist, all right? He's a respected man. His name is Andres Cech. But his name is spelled K-A-C-K with the two dots above the A. I didn't think it was pronounced Cech.
So you called him?
No, I didn't say anything. I said, hey, man.
Wait.
And then I asked.
Oh, no, I didn't say anything. Can I just tell you, that is my biggest fear in life, because I'm one of those people that if I don't know how to pronounce somebody's name, I ask.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't do that.
That's what I did at the end of the interview. I said, hey, how do I pronounce your name? And he says, it's Andres Cech. He goes, but when I go to hotels, people mess it up all the time.
Right. You know, that's like, it's okay to ask, because, you know what, in a way, that's kind of a sign of respect.
Mm-hmm.
That I want to communicate with you. I want to get your name. But I want to get your name right.
Right.
Right? And people don't, like...
Hold on, yeah. Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
I have to say all the time on the phone.
Right.
Where's the W in my name? It's not Howard.
Could you imagine if he had, like, to go to an airplane in America?
I know.
And he was on a, like, a lady list?
He
was
Leroy.
Exactly.
Excuse me, mister.
Or dinner reservation.
Or him running to the gate going, it's Cech.
What about a dinner reservation?
Anyway.
When they just yell to the front of the restaurant.
Anyway, my point is, I watch Eurobasket. I'm on a podcast in Sweden. I watch G League. All right, I love these guys. Don't say that I don't love these guys. But you got to give to get sometimes. I don't want to trade anybody. I'm okay. Just saying I'm more open
then
to
why,
it.
Then why are you more open to it when they start playing bad?
I'm just intrigued by the idea of internal meetings. It means things are happening.
They have internal meetings every year about what we can do to make our team better.
I don't know. I like action.
Point for Twitcher.
I don't think you... You like so. Trades. You don't... And even if it's not a good trade.
I like action.
Yeah.
I would
you
agree.
Like action.
Finally, Cam Newton.
Mm.
Talking about Shador Sanders not being out for the 2-point conversion. He says for Stefanski, he should have his ass fired for that.
Extremely embarrassing. And it's a fireable offense, if you ask me. When you start to think and unpack what's been happening week after week after week, how we've been trying to mask, put makeup, not mention, do certain things, and then in the most gotta-have-it moment of the game, this is probably the only team in the National Football League that takes their starting quarterback out of the game. It's a 2-point conversion. You have the ball in individuals' hands that it's not hard to find out what you're going to do. You're running a gadget play. It's either going to be a run or it's going to be an inaccurate pass because the natural thrower is on the sideline. These type of decisions really is beyond even a head scratch. It's like, what are we really doing here? Are we really trying to win?
That was Cam Newton on first take.
I can see it. I felt the same way. Now, here's the kicker. You do realize that Junkins was supposed to hand that ball off, and the dude would have walked into the end zone. But the ball got...
A little flimsy.
Got caught up. He couldn't hand it off in time because I guess the guy got to him really quick.
You know who could have done that?
Shador. Okay. But it wouldn't have looked the same, though.
It might have just been a different game.
Again, Vlad, I have said, first and foremost,
mm-hmm.
You should have been out there. The play that was called would have worked.
No, it would have worked. No, I get what you said. It would have worked. But my thing is, why every two-point conversion he's not on the field?
They've been doing it all year, though.
Did they sign Phillip Rivers? Is that official?
What?
I mean, if anybody
Colts
would know.
Colts are signing Phillip Rivers.
If anybody would know.
McAfee's reporting on the show.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it, baby. Wow.
Can I just tell you how ridiculous that is?
This is great.
Keep falling, baby.
You think you... This is great. This is not going to work, is it?
Hey. Once you get hit, who they play?
Wait. Just think about it. So, let me show you how crazy football people are. People that spend millions and millions of dollars putting a team together, people that spend millions and millions of dollars on coaching, on the coaching staff, on equipment, on all these things.
Mm-hmm.
With all of the athletes in the world, you are saying to me, our best option is a guy who hasn't played football in 5 years. That being said, with all the stuff going on in the league, with practice squad guys, with all these quarterbacks that have been practicing all year, you have come to the realization that your best option is a guy who hasn't played football in 5 years and is 44 years old.
This is crazy.
Now I want to ask you this.
Yep.
You think you're just going to be able to go find another quarterback? You think that you're just going to be able to – again, the problem in the NFL is there's 20 quarterbacks and 32 teams.
Uh-huh.
So
– well, if this works out, maybe the Dolphins are going to get Drew Brees.
Well, he signed to the
– Drew – well, first of all, Drew Brees
barely
had an arm when he played.
Winner though, he's a winner.
Okay,
hey, a winner.
A lot of change. A lot of.
I was a winner too until I got to Cleveland.
Winner. A lot of things would have changed. Leroy, if Drew Brees was the quarterback. By the way, he signed to the practice squad. Phillip Rivers.
No, that's just the starting point. Ain't nobody else gonna sign him.
And he still throws it weird.
I just got a question. Tobin's right. You couldn't get. I mean, who? Somebody was. One of you guys were right. You couldn't get Joe Flacco.
They have to have him released, though. They can't trade for him because he's on the Bengals. And maybe they're scared of Joe Burrow's foot.
Yeah, they're done, though.
They're not officially done, but they're close to done.
They're done. They could let Flacco go and get one last try.
Well, here's the thing. You couldn't let him go to a team you're racing with in the AFC. Unless Joe Flacco's like, hey, get me out of here. I want to go there.
Wait a minute. Cleveland just let him go to Cincinnati.
Yeah, but their season was over. Right now, like their season was, and they have like 900 quarterbacks. They have no quarterbacks.
Anybody can win that North.
Like Joe Burrow is one step away from his foot exploding again. Who knows? Guy's made of porcelain. Getting us flexed out. Thanks a lot, Joe Burrow.
I mean, you trying to protect a Lamborghini with a Beetle?
I feel like this guy always skates on everything, huh?
Who, Burrow?
Joe Burrow.
There's a lot of quarterbacks who are always hurt. Like, but we don't care because it's only – well, all we care about is Tua.
Like yours.
Yeah, no.
Somehow this has been the healthy year. Terrible.
Yeah. I'm telling you what it is. I'm telling you. Like,
you have told me what it is.
Like
– it's a tried and true thing.
I've seen what that looks like. No, not that. Not that.
It's a little bit of that.
A little bit.
A little meow meow of that.
Yeah. I would say to some extent, but I would also say I don't think that it was intentional. I think in his efforts to bulk up, he didn't do it the right way. That didn't help.
That didn't help.
When you
start doing Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. But hey, can I just say something?
The market is the market.
His teammates didn't do him no favors by making him do it.
I think it was the coach.
The coach made him do it?
The QB coach dared him.
Right.
Like, no, do it. No.
Yeah.
Take a break. Back after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.